ఉన్నిలం ముకుటచ్చట పరిల సద్దిక చక్రవాలం స్ఫురత్ కేయూరంగదహార కంకణ ఘటా నిర్ధుత రతరచ్ఛవిః శ్రోణి మండల కింకిణీ కలరవం మంజీర మంజుధ్వని శ్రీమత్ పాద సరోరుహం భజ మనో రాధాభిధానం మహా. ద మోస్ట్ మ్యాగ్నిఫిసెంట్ శ్రీ శ్రీమద్ గౌరాంగ మహాప్రభు, హూ హ్యాస్ అపియర్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఫాలెన్ ఏజ్ ఆఫ్ కలియుగ్ టు డెలివర్ ద సోల్స్, హిస్ మోస్ట్ కాన్ఫిడెన్షియల్ అసోసియేట్ శ్రీల ప్రబోధానంద సరస్వతి చరణ్ has stated his prayers in his beautiful text Shri Shri Radha Rastadhanidhi in shlok number 121. He is expressing his innermost bhavs. He has kept his heartfelt prayer at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani and he is saying, ఉన్నిలం ముకుటచ్చటా పరిల సద్దిక్ చక్రవాలం స్ఫురత్ కేయూరాంగదహార కంకణ ఘటా నిర్ధృత రత్నచ్ఛవిః శ్రోణి మండల కింకిణ కలరవం మంజిర మంజుధ్వని శ్రీమత్ పాద సరోరుహం భజ మనో రాధాభిధానం మహా. ఓ మై మైండ్, ప్లీజ్ worship the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani's lotus feet are so wonderful. They are resplendent. And how are these lotus feet? They are ఉన్మిలన్ ముకుటచ్చట పరిలసది చక్రవాలం. దే ఆర్ సో లస్ట్రస్ దట్ దే ఆర్ ఇల్యూమినేటింగ్ ఆల్ డిరెక్షన్స్. కేయూరాంగదహార కంకణ ఘట నిర్ధృత రత్న ఛవిః. హర్ బాడీ స్ప్లెండర్ ఇస్ సో మార్వెలస్. హర్ ఆర్నమెంట్ such as her necklace, her bangles, they put to shame gemstones. Her hips are so wonderful, are so beautiful. She is wearing waistlet with small bells. The jingling of the bells are so musical. And all directions are echoing with the sweet music. Such Srimati Radharani. Her lotus feet are so beautiful that, O mind, please worship those lotus feet. Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad has relished the Dan Leela vision in the mood of a Sakhi Manjari and he has relished the rough quarrel between Radharani and Shyam Sundar. And he is watching in the Gopi Swarup that how Radharani, she is emanating so many different bhavs that are playing on her resplendent body like beautiful colors. On her beautiful face, there are so many expressions flitting across so quickly that we cannot express it in words. Our Mahajan, they have explained. What is bhav? Bhav is something that is arising from the subconscious self. So who can describe such bhav? Only someone like Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad. But how much can he also express? Because after all, these bhavs are arising from the ocean of Mahabhav. Srimati Radharani's face is so beautiful that all he could pray in verse number 120 is that, may I always meditate on her beautiful face. So he was praying with so much thirst. If we are not thirsty, then we cannot get our worshipped deity. It is not possible to meditate and getting a vision of the divine couple is something very far. We have to first feel that we are lacking their absence. If we call ourselves Gaudiya Vaishnavas, it is necessary for us to feel emptiness. It is necessary for us to experience that Krishna and Ishwari, they are not present in our lives. That our lives are empty without them. We have to start crying. We have to sense that how worthless is our life. Bhagavan's body has given rise to all communities and to all the ashrams. He is the father, the seed-giving father of entire creation. If we do not perform bhajan, that means we are disregarding him. And then we shall not get human birth, because human birth is meant for Sri Hari Bhajan. And so everyone, every human being is supposed to perform Sri Hari Bhajan. But let us tell you that Gaudiya Vaishnava's bhajan is not like this. We do not worship him because he is the seed-giving father. We Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we are supposed to feel greedy. We are not supposed to worship him because he is almighty or because we should be grateful. We are supposed to feel greedy for him, and we are supposed to cry from him from the innermost compartment of our heart for people who want money, fame, position. How they feel day and night, they are thinking, how can I get more money? How can I play some game to get that position, to get that power? Day and night they are scheming and making plans, conspirating. So we Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we should understand this. Of course, it is not something to be understood. It is something to be felt. If we have wanted money, power, position, some body maybe in our life very badly, then what all experience we have gone through, it is something to be felt. So we Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we have to feel like that. And day and night we should be striving. If we are actually greedy for our worship deity, then we know that there is something lacking. If we feel empty, then automatically day and night we will be striving, we'll be making plans how to improve bhajan, what all to add to our bhajan, how to change ourselves, what more to do to get them. Our Mahajan has said that for the Siddha Bhakta, for the eternal devotees, it is natural to feel like this. For us sadhak, we have to follow in their footsteps. We have to perform sadhana. That means we have to practice. If we do not feel like crying, if we do not feel miserable that we lack Radha Krishna in our lives, then our bhajan is meaningless. And this misery, it will arise in our heart when our heart is clean. As our heart becomes more and more clean, we are going to feel more and more miserable, and we will cry more and more for our worshipped beloveds. This means that our sadhana is progressing. How our acharyas have cried, Ha Ananda Sunu, Ha Vrishabhanu Suta. When will I get your darshan? When will I get your darshan in the caves of Giriraj? I pay obeisance to such Sri Rupa Sanatana, to Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Sri Jiva Gopalaka, that means to Sri Jiva Goswami and Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So this is how our six Goswamis, they have cried on the paths of Brajabhumi. They are our acharyas, and we are supposed to be following in their bhajan. So how is it that we are performing bhajan with so much enjoyment, so happy? Mahaprabhu, he himself has said that ekal na jai katano, I cannot spend this time. Kiniye thakbo means how can I survive? Every moment is so difficult. Dekha diye pran rakho, that means please give me darshan and keep my life. How much he has cried, in spite of he himself being in Radha Bhav. He is Swayam Bhagavan, and he has spent his time crying. So this is the instruction of the Goswamis, that we have to cry. Shri Prabhudananda Saraswati Pad, he is praying from the bottom of his heart when he suddenly gets the vision of a Leela. He is getting the vision of Ras Abhisarika Shri Shri Radharani. That means Srimati Radharani is doing Abhisar for the Ras Leela. Her bodily splendor is so remarkable that all directions have become illuminated by the light radiating from her body. Ras Leela is the crest jewel of all divine pastimes. Our Goswamis have said that Srimad Bhagavatam is the verbal form of Sri Krishna. Our Goswamis, they have put a finger to our eyes and have shown how Srimad Bhagavatam is Sri Krishna himself. The first and second skandha of Srimad Bhagavatam are his lotus feet. The third and fourth skandha are his two knees. The fifth skandha is his navel. The sixth and seventh skandha are his beautiful long arms. The eighth skandha is his chest. The ninth skandha is his neck. The tenth skandha is his Phulla Mukharavinda. That means is his exultant lotus face. Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad has called the 10th skandha as his smile. The 11th skandha is his forehead, while the 12th skandha is the tip of his head. And in this Srimad Bhagavatam, the Ras Panchadhyayi, that means the 5 chapters that describe Ras Leela, are the life air, that means the pran of Shyam Sundar. Sri Jiva Goswami Pad has written that these 5 chapters of Ras, they are the 5 sense organs of Govinda. So we must never consider Srimad Bhagavatam to be different from Sri Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam is Swayam Bhagavan. Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad, he has also said the same thing. And in Laghu Toshani Tika, Sri Jiva Goswami Pad, he also has written that the Ras Leela, it is the crest jewel of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because all ras are present in this Ras Leela. There is everything in Ras Leela. There is sound, taste, vision, all the tanmatras and the senses. Ras means intense ras. Which ras are present in ras? All the ras. And all the ras that are present in Ras Leela, they are present in their topmost form. Then Lord Govasundar used to hear Harikatha from Sri Pad Ramananda Roy. Then Roy has said that Purva Purva Rasher Gune Pore Pore Hoy Ak Dui Ganane Pancha Purjanta Bahoy. This means that each ras is present in the next ras. In this manner, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It goes up to 5 ras. The qualities of the first ras is present in the second ras. The qualities of the first and second ras are present in the third ras. The qualities of the first, second and third ras are present in the fourth ras, like this. Let us understand this better. Just as Shantaras. Shantaras contains only 2 qualities, Krishna Nishtha and Krishna Tyag. Krishna Nishtha means firm, steadfast devotion for Sri Krishna. And second quality, Krishna Tyag, that means to forsake all desire other than Krishna. So Shantaras has these 2 qualities. When we move on to the next ras, that is Dasya ras, then Dasya ras has these 2 qualities and plus some more quality. In this manner, when we reach the Madhur ras, that is the conjugal love of the gopis, then we find that the gopis also show Krishna Nishtha and Krishna Tyag. But how is this Krishna Nishtha in them? Our Mahajan has written that the gopis, they are so steadfast in Krishna devotion that they cannot bear to see any other form of Krishna even. Suppose Krishna appears to them without the cowherd dress, without his peacock feather, without his flute, they will reject him outright. So much Krishna Nishtha. So which means that devotees of all other ras also have Krishna Nishtha, but the gopis, their Krishna Nishtha is so much intense that they will accept only the cow herd dress of Govinda. He has to have the shikipincha, the peacock feather, the tribhanga pose and the flute. They are so much exclusive, single-pointed in their devotion. And what about Trishna Tyag? All devotees, they have to give up material desire or desire other than Krishna. True. But see how it is in the gopis. What all desire they have given up? They have given up even the physical processes going on in the body. They have forsaken everything for Sri Krishna's pleasure. Even the processes of the natural processes of the body have stopped. They have all the rasa inside them. The gopis, they have dasya rasa also in them. But this dasya rasa is not the ordinary feeling of servitude. We have to understand this with some examples, with some material examples. Of course, material examples are very poor in comparison to the gopis' activities. But still, because we are of very foolish intelligence and we can understand only material examples, so we are giving these comparisons. Suppose there is a very handsome man and he has gone out to earn money. He works whole day, he labors, and he is full of perspiration. He comes home all tired, and then his loving wife, she serves him something, like she gives him a glass of water, fans him, and then she asks him smilingly, sweetly, "Were you successful in your endeavor?" Just those few words are going to make all his tiredness disappear. So such is the service. It is not like the service of the servant. So if the love of a wife, it is so sweet, then what is the love of the gopis, and how much more sweet is their service to Govinda? They serve him in so many ways. They fan him, they put garland around him, they massage his feet, they dress him up, but it is all in conjugal bliss. There is conjugal ras inside it. It is not the dressing up and the bathing and everything of the servants. They also have maximum vatsalya ras in them. That vatsalya ras is not like the vatsalya ras of Mother Yashoda. Because vatsalya ras and madhur ras, they are actually contradictory to each other. But in the gopis we find that vatsalya ras has reached its zenith, the climax. Yes, mother also feeds him with lots of love, true. But when Radharani feeds him, then just meditate on this. It is so beautiful. She has put all sorts of dishes in front of him, and then she is pressurizing him. you have to eat this, you have to finish all this. And then she is putting every item with her own sweet hands into his mouth. And then she is again coaxing him, no, finish this on your plate. You have to eat it up. And like this, slowly, slowly coaxing him, convincing him, she is making him empty all the bowls. In fact, he doesn't eat anything which is not cooked by Radharani. This is the reason Mother Yashoda, she calls her every time to cook for him. And then above all, they are serving him with their body. Now here we find something very remarkable in this bodily serving. We find that while serving with their body, they are not at all aware of their physical processes in their own body. That this is something very extraordinary, that not to sense any lust while making love to another person, because it is contradictory. But it is like this in the case of the gopis. They don't have absolutely any atmasukh, that means sense gratification, in any manner. Srila Jiva Goswami Pad, he has also showed that not only the five main ras are present in the bhav of the gopis, but even the seven secondary ras, such as hasya, vibhatsa, etc. He has proved it, that it is present in the ras lila. This is why we say that ras lila is sarva rasa mukutmani. Shri Krishna is saying with his own holy lips that although I like all the Braja Leela, all Braja Leelas are very sweet, but all the Leelas, even the Gopal Leela, that means the Leela as a small child, the Leelas as a cowherd boy, they are all wonderful, but whenever I think about Ras Leela, then I really don't understand how my mind becomes. I simply get lost in it. So, Shri Krishna, he likes to meditate on the Ras Leela. It is not just that he likes to meditate, but it comes naturally, this meditation. Shripad Nilkantha, he has highlighted the mantras from Rig Veda, and he has proved that using the mantras from Rig Veda, he has explained the playing of the flute, how the gopis are coming, how the ras is taking place. And then Harivamsa has explained, there also even he has explained very extraordinary explanation of Ras Leela. We have to relish all these verses. We cannot explain them. All our Goswamis also, they have been crazy about the Ras Leela. Each and every Goswami has explained the Ras Leela from different aspects. Shri Rupa Goswami Pad has explained Ras in Kavamala, Padyavali. Prabhudhananda Saraswati Pad has explained extraordinary Ras Leela in Sangita Madhava. Shripad Gobikarnapur has described Ras Leela. Shripad Jiva Goswami Pad has described Ras Leela in his Gopal Champu. Gobikarnapur has described in Ananda Vrindavan Champu. Because Ras Leela is so full of supreme, transcendental, loving, divine pastimes. Our Shripad Kobiraj Goswami Charan, he has described Ras Leela in his Govinda Leelamritam. Vishwanath Chakraborty Pad has described Ras Leela in Shri Krishna Bhavanamritam. So this Ras Leela, it is the essence of Ras. All Mahajans have enjoyed its taste in various manner. So we should know that Ras is of two types. One is Maharas and one is the eternal Ras. Srimad Bhagavatam describes Maharas. Again, Ras can be classified into two more types, Sharad Ras and Vasanta Ras. Bhagavatam describes the Sharad Ras, that means the Ras during Sharad Purnima. While in Gita Govindam, poet Jayadev, he is describing Vasanta Ras, or Ras during the spring season. So we find that our Goswamis, they have scattered the Ras of this Ras Leela all around. In the very beginning of the Ras Leela, Govinda is attracting the gopis using the melodious notes of his flute. The entire environment of Vrindavan changes like magic as soon as Govinda starts playing the flute. Govinda and the Ras Naika, the Vrajadevis, their loving exchange is so wonderful. It is enjoyable for everybody, not just Govinda and the Vrajanayikas, but all devotees. Vrindavan Dham Prabhu has become like a bejeweled, handsome person to please all devotees. Vrajadham had witnessed many full moon nights, yet this full moon night nobody had seen before. Vrindavan has drowned in the moonlight. All the woods of Vrindavan are sparkling in moonlight. Such was the radiance of the moon. The branches of the trees, the wavelets of Jamuna were all glittering like a new bride. All flowers such as Jati, Juti, the jasmine, rose, wild rose, they were oozing honey. The trees, they were expressing goose flesh. The flowers were dancing. It is as if all animate and inanimate objects were experiencing the Shringar Ras, the Ras of erotism. The red lotus, blue lotus, white lotus, golden lotus, all were dancing in the Jamuna. The swans were all playing around them. And the Jamuna is flowing playing music. The wavelets are playing hide and seek with light. It is as if the breeze, the humming bees, the waves, everything is rushing forward, spreading the message that Ras is about to start. The cool breeze is carrying the fragrance of the flowers and are rushing in all directions to announce to all creation that the Ras is about to begin. And Vrindavan Chandra, Sri Krishna, he is remembering the Brajasundaris. The Brajasundaris, they could not resist his call and they had the Ras dance for yugas and yugas together. How the Brajasundaris, they rushed towards Govinda to answer the call of his flute. After all, they were the only ones who had heard that flute, because that particular night the flute had played only the notes of Shringar Ras. So no one else had heard the flute song. Only the gopis, the Brajadevis. They reached the peak of Eros. But here Eros is not equal to lust. The Brajasundaris, they don't experience lust. Because they are at the climax of love. Our Mahajans have written that they are Bhagavat Priyaha. They are the beloveds of Bhagavan. They have only Prem. If they did not have Prem, then such high level saints like Uddhav Mahashay would not have bowed down at their feet. We cannot conceive, we cannot understand this Prem, because this is the personal property of only the Brajasundaris. Prem, Mahabhav, Bhav, they are all very nice words. We like to hear them. But actually we cannot understand these words. Sri Jiva Goswami Pad, he has written that the gopi's frame, it only looks like lust. It is inexpressibly sweet. Why do we say it is inexpressibly sweet? He has written that it becomes inexpressibly sweet and starts resembling lust or calm. Why inexpressible? Because their frame is such that when they make love to Sri Krishna, they have absolutely no self-desire. Forget material desires, forget happiness for oneself. They have left all such desires. Such desires are nothing in front of them, but they do not even experience lust while making love to him. It is something very, very difficult. Because, okay, Madhur Ras has got other Ras inside it, such as Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, but how does one stop oneself, one's body, from being physically aroused while making love to Govinda? It is not something we can explain. But it is present in them. It is happening. And what is the sweetness then? Inexpressibly sweet, Goswami Pad has written. So what is inexpressible? This. And what is sweet? The fact that they are appearing as if they are aroused. Because if they are not physically aroused to reciprocate to the lovemaking of Govinda, then it is not going to be happy for Govinda. So they are appearing physically aroused and appearing to be responding erotically. And yet, in reality, they are in no way feeling anything. It is not sensual. This is the sweetness. This is so wonderful, remarkable. The way the Goswamis, they have explained this. How our great Mahajan poet Chandidas, he has explained this, that when the flute played, all they felt was the flute was saying, come, come. The nectar was filling them. It filled them so much that they became completely overwhelmed. And they forgot every process. Their body forgot all the bodily processes. Deho dharma jato galo biporito. That means all the physical processes, they stopped. And they started behaving in different manner, the physical processes. And the beauties of Vrajadham, they became totally crazy. One of them was boiling the milk. She just left that and rushed. Someone was making butter. She left it as it is. Some gopi was feeding milk to a baby. She just dropped the baby there. Here we must note that the gopi was feeding milk. She was not breastfeeding. Nowhere we find that she was breastfeeding. She was feeding milk. Because these gopis, they did not have their own babies. Because after all, they did not know anyone other than Govinda. Yogamaya had only made it feel that they have husband. But because they were never attracted to their husband, so how can they get babies? It is because of yoga maya, so that the parakya bhav is very much strong in them, so they believe that they have husband, this is my husband. And the husband also keeps feeling, this is my wife. But actually it is something like in a picture. Yes, Vishwanath Chakraborty Pad writes that some Gopabalas did have babies, but they were the ones whose Mahabhav had not reached the climax or the maturity stage. So these gopis who were feeding milk was feeding milk to their maybe sister's child, brother's child, etc. And it was as if they felt so much mesmerized by the flute that as if Krishna had become the coal in their eyes. And now he has stolen their hearts. They have become heartless. And if the heart is not there, the body is dead. So the gopis were just rushing. Where is the thief who has stolen my heart? I will have to get it back from him. Because I have to survive. I have to make my body alive again. This side. Yes, this thief has gone this side. I have to rush here. And now here. And now here. This is the way they were rushing. In fact, so many crores of gopis are rushing, but each gopi is not aware of the other gopi. Because each one is just having one thing on her mind. I have to reach him. Shukra Muni, he has already reached the last floor in meditation. So he could see all gopis rushing. All gopis, they rushed to the last floor except Radharani. Because her love was so much maximum that the call of the flute, it made her completely spellbound. Because she has Madanakya Prem. In other gopis, the physical processes, they went in opposite directions. But in Radharani, it was a catastrophe. And Radharani, her feet were stuck to the ground. As the Mahajan has written, "My precious Radhi," she did not know what to do. And then, as the Leela proceeds, Sriman Mahaprabhu having kripa on us, we shall relish more of it.